إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This morning, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we'd like to begin a new topic. And that topic is inhiraf al-shabab, yani the deviation of the youth, the young people of this ummah, asbabuhu wa wasail ilajihi, yani the causes of this deviation amongst the young people and the means, yani to remedy it, the means of its cure. And this topic was presented by Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhayli, hafidhahullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, in the city of Medina, city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Masjid Quba, one of the most important yani places of worship in the city of Medina after the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And previously we have covered some topics related to the same matter, and that is the means for rectification, or the factors of rectification of the society, by Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz, and the causes of salvation for the Ummah by Sheikh Salih Fawzan, and more recently, yani the manhaj of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah in uniting the Ummah. So the topic is related, all of these topics are somewhat related to those causes or means or factors for the rectification and the correction of the problems that we find in the Muslim Ummah today. To get right into the topic without any further delay, the Shaykh began by mentioning the name of Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He begins by praising Allah, Alhamdulillah, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Dhul-Jalali wal-Ikram. Yani, the praise belongs to Allah, who is the King, the one who is yani al-Quddus, free of any defects, as-Salam, the source of peace, the one who possesses majesty and honor, and he who is pleased with Islam as our deen, and he has perfected this deen for us, and he has completed his favors and bounties upon us. And then the Shaykh says, I bear witness that there is nothing which deserves to be worshipped except Allah, who loves the one who says, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامَ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the one who says, I believe in Allah, and then after that, that person is upright. Yani that person what? Is in compliance with that statement of believing in Allah. Yani the person who says they believe in Allah and then acts accordingly. And he has made the Jannah as a place of safety and security for the people who believe in him and who are upright. And then the Shaykh says, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger, and he is the seal of the prophets, and indeed yani he is a sweet seal or ending of the matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has missioned him as a mercy to all of humanity. And he has commanded the people with obedience, and he has warned the people against deviation and sin. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May the best, the most pure of salat be upon him, and the most complete and perfect salam be upon him. And may Allah be pleased with his family, his pure, noble family, and his yani companions who were noble and the best of all of humanity after the prophets. After this, the Shaykh says, O gathering of noble people, we have been gathered in the city of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what a blessed city it is. A city that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made to have many virtues. A city which whoever loves it, this is Iman. And loving it is Sunnah. For indeed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved the city of Medina. And whenever he used to return to the city of Medina after a journey, he used to hasten his riding animal, longing to enter into the city of Medina. The Shaykh says, we have likewise been gathered together in a house from amongst the houses of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah An-Nur, 24th Surah, 36, 37 and 38 ayat, في بيوت أذن الله أي ترفع, يعني in houses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given permission to be raised up, ويذكر فيها اسمه, and his name is mentioned in those houses, يعني in many ways the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the masajid, يعني in the adhan and the iqama and dhikr and dua and recitation of the Quran, and other than that. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُضُوِّ وَالْعَصَالِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praised and glorified in these houses, yani these masajid, the houses of Allah, morning and evening. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْحِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ, yani men who are not distracted by trade and business and buying and selling from the remembrance of Allah and the establishment of Salat and the fulfillment of Zakat. Yani men who are not distracted from the remembrance of Allah by anything, not anything of the world distracts them from the remembrance of Allah and the establishment of Salat and Zakat. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ, and these are men who fear the day in which the hearts and the sight will be turned around. Yani will be turned upside down. Yani the hearts being between hope of success and salvation from the punishment and fear and hope of Allah's reward and fear of Allah's punishment. لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزَقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, and that they, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may reward them for the best of what they have done, the best of their deeds, and then he will increase upon that more from his favor, and Allah provides for whomever he wills without account, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, any unlimited reward for whomever he wills. In this ayah, yani from amongst the many points of this ayat is the importance of the masajid, the houses of Allah, and remembering the name of, or mentioning the name of Allah in the houses of Allah, in the masajid, and praising Allah morning and evening, and not being distracted by the things of the dunya, from establishing the remembrance of Allah and the Salat and those things which Allah has commanded us with. After this, the Shaykh mentions a hadith reported by Al-Imam Muslim from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَطَحَّرَ فِي بَيْتِهِ ثُمَّ مَشَى إِلَى بَيْتٍ مِّنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ لِيَقْضِيَ فَرِيضَةً مِّنْ فَرَائِضِ اللَّهِ كانت خطوتاه إهداهما تحت خطية والأخرى ترفع درجة. That whoever, يعني the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever purifies himself in his house, يعني who makes, يعني the necessary purification before coming to the masjid, the one who purifies himself in his house and then walks to a house from the houses of Allah in order to fulfill one of the obligatory duties, then his steps, his two steps, one of them will be a means of removing sins, and the other one will be a means of raising up his station with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, yani, this is a reminder to us of the importance of attending the masjids and performing the obligatory duties of salat in the masjid and purifying oneself before coming to the masjid. And then the Shaykh mentions another hadith which has a lot of points, and this hadith we have discussed previously from the explanation of some of the scholars. The hadith also narrated from Abu Hurairah, in which the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have mentioned yani a hadith that contains within it the collection or the gathering of many great characteristics of goodness. And the first of what he mentions in this hadith, مَنْ نَفَسَ عَنْ مُؤْمِنْ قُرْبَةً مِنْ قُرْبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قُرْبَةً مِنْ قُرْبِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that whoever grants relief to a believer from one of the hardships or difficulties of the dunya, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant relief for that person from one of the hardships of يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى الْمُعَسِرِ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, and whoever yani grants ease to a person in difficulty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make ease for that person both in this world as well as in the next life. وَمَنْ سَفَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَفَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, and whoever covers yani the faults or defects of a Muslim, then Allah will cover him both in this world and in the hereafter. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abd fi auni akhihi," and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid and assist and help the servant in the same way that that servant helps his brother. وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَحَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, and whoever travels the path searching for knowledge, in that path Allah will make easy for him a path to the Jannah. And here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this part of the hadith, he mentions that which perhaps was the main point that the Shaykh intended from this hadith, and that is the gathering in the masajid, gathering in the masajids for the purpose of reviewing the Qur'an and studying and reflecting upon the Qur'an, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ السَّكِينَةِ وَغَشِيَتْهُمْ الرَّحْمَةِ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهِ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ وَمَنْ بَطَّعَ بِهِ عِلْمُهُ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِ بِهِ نَصَبُهُ. That there are no people who gather together in one of the houses of Allah, in the masajid, reciting the book of Allah and studying together, yani reflecting upon, reviewing the book of Allah amongst themselves, except that as-sakina, tranquility, would descend upon them, and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will encompass them, and the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surround them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention them amongst those who are with him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam closed this hadith with a very important statement: whoever is slowed down by his deeds will not be sped up by his lineage. Yani a person's lineage, their family status will not help them, will not help them in any way if they have not gotten any help from doing good deeds. And here the Shaykh mentions another hadith that is also reported by Imam Muslim as the previous hadith, the hadith from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, in which he said, خَرَجَ مُعَاوِيَ عَلَى حَلْقَةٍ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ, yani that one day Muawiyah radiallahu anhu came out upon the people in the masjid while they were gathered in an assembly, And he said to them, ما أجلسكم? What is it that has caused you all to sit together? يعني meaning in the masjid. What caused you to gather together in the masjid? And this is something that indeed is worthy of our consideration whenever we gather together in a masjid from the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, جلسنا نذكر الله. That we have sat here for the purpose of mentioning, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muawiyah said to them, is it in fact, I ask you in the name of Allah, is it a fact that nothing has caused you to sit here except for that reason, for the remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And they said, Wallahi, ma ajlasana illa dhak. Yani nothing has caused us to gather together in this house from the houses of Allah except this, yani except for the purpose of remembering Allah, yani for the purpose of doing something that is worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only reason why we have come here. So then he said to them, indeed I have not asked you in the name of Allah, yani I have not asked you to confirm what is the reason for you being here by asking you in the name of Allah, because I doubt, yani as an accusation against you. But rather, he said, there wasn't anyone who had the status that I had with the Messenger of Allah who narrated less hadith than me. And indeed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came upon a gathering of his companions in the masjid, and he said to them, what has caused you all to sit, to gather together here? And they said that we have sat. جَلَسْنَا نَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ وَنَحْمَدُهُ عَلَى مَا هَدَانَا لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنَّ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا. That indeed we have gathered, we have sat here for the purpose of remembering Allah and praising Him for guiding us to Islam and for what He has favored us with through this Islam. Yani we have gathered here for the purpose of remembering Allah and for praising Allah for guiding us to Islam and for the favors that He has favored us with through this Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, is it indeed, I ask you in the name of Allah, is it for this reason alone that you have gathered here? And they said, Wallahi, we have not gathered here for any reason except this, for remembering Allah and praising Him for guiding us to Islam and for favoring us with the favors that He has given us through Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, as Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said to the people that he found in the masjid, that I have not called you to yani swear by Allah that you are not sitting here for any reason other than this, out of an accusation against you or doubting your sincerity, but rather I have asked you this question because Jibreel has come to me alayhi salam and he has informed me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is boasting about you to the angels. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is boasting to the angels about the people who have gathered in a masjid, and they have not gathered for any reason except to remember Him and to praise Him and to glorify Him and to thank Him for guiding them to Islam and for the favors that have come to them due to their worship of Him. So the Shaykh, he says, so congratulations, O servants of Allah, to those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boast about to His angels, and those who have gathered together in a masjid, and they have not gathered together for any reason except to praise Allah and to glorify Him. So, what about, yani, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises or boasts to the angels about those who have gathered in the masjids, then what about those who have gathered together in this masjid, yani, that he was given this lecture in, Masjid Quba. And it is the second of the masjids of the Medina, of the messenger, of the city of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after his masjid. Yani it is the second masjid after the masjid of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a masjid that was built from its foundation upon taqwa, from the very first day, just as the Masjid Quba was built upon taqwa from the very first day, just as the Masjid of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was built upon taqwa from the very first day. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to visit Masjid Quba riding and walking, sometimes riding and sometimes walking. And it was quite a distance, that walk to the Masjid Al-Quba. If you have walked there from inside of Medina, from where the center of the city is, the Prophet's Masjid, it is a pretty good walk. It has been narrated from Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. He said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتي مسجد قباء كل سبت ماشيا وراقبا. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to come to Masjid Quba every Saturday, walking and riding. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he used to do the same. And it is reported in Bukhari and Muslim. So we have been encouraged to visit Masjid Quba. And indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith that is sahih, reported by Ibn Majah, من تطحر في بيته ثم أتى مسجد قباء فصلى فيه صلاة كان له كأجر عمرة. Whoever purifies himself in his house and then he comes to Masjid Quba and performs a prayer in it, then he would receive a reward like the reward of performing Umrah. So indeed, whoever visits the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they have prayed in the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is worthy of them to take a walk or a ride to Masjid Quba and perform a prayer in it. Now, alhamdulillah. May Allah accept from us. May Allah accept from us. And then the Shaykh said, وَنَجْتَمِعَ فِي اللَّيْلَةِ الْجُمْعَةِ. We have gathered together in a house from the houses of Allah. And in this particular Masjid Quba, which has its own excellence. And we have also been gathered together in the night of Jumu'ah. In the night of Jumu'ah. A virtuous time. The night preceding the day of Jumu'ah. It is the night of the best of days. The day which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has singled out for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he has caused the Jews to deviate from this day. So their day was Saturday. And he caused the Christians to deviate from this day. So their day was Sunday. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the best of days, the master of all days. And so their day was the day of Jumu'ah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us together upon the honor of this place, the city of Medina and the Masjid Quba, and the honor of this time, the night of Jumu'ah, that he grant us or favor us with an honorable intention, that our intention in being here also be honorable, that he grant us the sincerity to be sincere for him, that we are here and whatever we do is done sincerely for his sake alone, and that he honor us with the following of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that he make us mafatih lil khair, maghaliq lil shar, that he make us keys of goodness and locks of evil, that is, that we be the means, opening and the means and the way to khair, leading to khair, and that we be those who deter and close the ways to evil. After this, the Shaykh mentions the missioning of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with every goodness, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been missioned for the purpose of establishing good. That which he has brought is total khair. O noble brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has missioned the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with every type of goodness. So indeed, that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been missioned with, it is as-sirat al-mustaqim. Keeping in mind, brothers, that our topic is the inhiraf, the deviation of the youth and its causes and the means of its cure. So the Shaykh now, he is going into the core of his topic. Yani, that the way that the Prophet ﷺ has been sent with, it is the way of all good, and it is the straight path, and whoever deviates from it, then they will be in error, and they will be lost, and they will be destroyed. So, O brothers, know that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was sent with every good, and that which he has been sent with is indeed as-sirat al-mustaqim. What he has been sent with, it is the straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 161st Ayat, قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ دِينًا قَيِّمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, indeed, my Rabb has guided me to a straight path, an upright deen, the millah of Ibrahim, who was turned directly, completely and totally towards Tawheed, and he was not from amongst the mushrikeen, the pagans who associate something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Shaykh mentions from the same Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 126 Ayat, وَهَذَا صِرَاطُ رَبِّكَ هَذَا صِرَاطُ رَبِّكَ مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is the way of your Rabb, which leads to all uprightness, straightness. It is a straight way. قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Indeed, we have made clear and mentioned in detail the ayat for a people who reflect, for a people who will take heed. Straight path of your Rabb. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mu'minun, 23rd Surah, 73rd Ayat, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَدَعُوهُمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. That indeed, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you call the people to a straight path. And indeed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his way is a straight path. It is the straight path. And anything other than that is deviation. And then the Shaykh mentions the ayah from Surah Al-Zukhruf, 43rd Surah, 43rd Ayat. فَاسْتَمْسِقْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. So hold fast and adhere strictly to that which has been revealed to you. Indeed, you are upon a straight path. So, O Muslims, the Muslim, O my dear brothers, the Muslim has been commanded to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to supplicate to Allah to guide them to the straight path every day, many times. Indeed, the Muslim is commanded with the recitation or the reading of Al-Fatiha in every rak'ah of every salat. And in it, there are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding us, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Yani, commanding us to ask Him to guide us to the straight path, to guide us upon the straight path, as-sirat al-mustaqim. Then the Shaykh mentions ayat would show that the person who is upon the sirat al-mustaqim, that this is the way of success. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear that whoever adheres to that which the one who is the mercy to humanity and the one who is the guide to humanity, that is the Prophet al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which he has come with, whoever adheres to this, then this person has indeed been guided to a straight path. And whoever adheres strictly to the sunnah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought as guidance in all of our affairs, in our worldly affairs, in our family affairs, in our business affairs, in our worship, and most importantly in our aqidah, whoever adheres to that which the Prophet ﷺ have come with, then indeed this person has been guided to a straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 101st Ayah, Ayah 101, وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ وفيكم رسوله ومن يعتصم بالله فقد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم. How can you disbelieve when the ayat of Allah are being recited to you, and amongst you is His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whoever adheres, holds fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person has indeed been guided to a straight way. May ya'tasim billahi, meaning that a person adheres strictly and holds tight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His way, to His deen, then this person has been guided to a straight path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us upon uprightness, istiqama. And he said subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Fussilat, 41st Surah, 30th Ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that indeed those who say, Allah is our Rabb, and then they act upon uprightness, and then they adhere to that belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen that He has sent, indeed those who say Allah is our Rabb and then they are upright, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, that indeed the angels would descend upon them and the angels will say to them, do not fear and do not grieve, and accept the good news of Jannah, which you have been promised. Yani for who? Those who say we believe in Allah, and then they are upright. They act upon what Iman in Allah requires of them. And indeed, the Shaykh says that Allah has promised these people, and the promise of Allah is true, that if they are upright upon this deen, the angels will descend upon them. And the angels will call out to them, giving them the good news. Do not fear and do not grieve, and accept the good news of Jannah, which you have been promised. So grief is far removed from the person who is upright, and fear is far removed from his heart, and he has the promise, the good news, yani of Jannah, and a goodly provision. And then the Shaykh mentions from Surah Al-Jinn, 72nd Surah, 16th and 17th Ayat, وَأَلَّا اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَمَنْ يَعْرِضْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ يَسْلُكْهُ عَذَابًا صَعَدَ, that if indeed they are upright upon the path, then we would have given them yani plenty abundance of water as a test for them, and whoever turns away from the remembrance of their Rabb, then we would cause him to enter a terrible, severe punishment. Yani whoever is upright upon the path, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will give them plenty of water, meaning provisions, sustenance, whatever the person needs in this world. And this will also be a test, that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the person plenty of His bounties and favors, will they be thankful and will they be grateful and will they remain constant and steadfast upon this path? What is the reality of istiqamah? And I realize that the time is upon us, that our late start today. Yani, what is the reality of al-istiqamah? The Shaykh says, haqiqat al-istiqamah. Oh my brothers, there is no path, there is no way which we are required to be upright upon other than the way which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled upon. And he is the first one who has traveled upon the path of istiqamah, of uprightness, from this ummah. And that is in responding to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah says in Surah Hud, the 11th Surah, 112th Ayat, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, so be upright as you have been commanded. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded by Allah to be upright as he has been commanded. And this command is not for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone. Rather, Allah said after that, وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ يعني, and likewise, the command to be upright is upon those who have repented, who have turned back to Allah along with you. يعني, the believers. So the believers, they have been joined to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this command as an honor to them and as a means of nobility to them and a clarification of the greatness and the magnitude of this command, yani the command to be upright. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have commanded us, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded by Allah to be upright, and we also are commanded along with him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given this command to be upright. That is our beloved, our Prophet, our Imam, our model. He has been commanded to be upright, and he has commanded us to be upright, as it is reported in the hadith of reported by Al-Imam Muslim in his Sahih, from the narration of Sufyan ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, that he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I said, Ya Rasulullah, kulli fil Islam qawlan la as'alu anhu ahadan ghayrak. Yani, tell me something concerning Islam, a saying which I will not ask anyone about it after you. And the Shaykh, he says, oh, how great is this question. Yani, what a greater question could be asked. Yani, tell me something about Islam, a statement which I will not ask anyone after it, yani, after you about it. It will be sufficient for me. And this question, the Shaykh says, it is incumbent and befitting of the believer to open, yani, to listen, when he listens to this question, to open his heart before he opens his hearing. Yani, that the heart should be prepared to hear the answer to this question before the ears. Because you will be listening to the answer of who? Yani, whose answer is going to come from this question? It is the answer of the one whom we love, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And indeed, this question was not a question that the person was asking just to receive some consolation or to nod his head in agreement, but rather he was asking this question to receive something that will be a sign or a symbol or a standard upon which he will practice his deen, and showing his truthfulness and his love, the truthfulness of his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani, the answer that he received from this, he intends to act upon it, to practice it, and to make it a symbol of his love of the Prophet, the truthfulness of his love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, yani, he said to him, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. He said to him, say, I believe in Allah, and then be upright. Yani, this is the answer that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to him, to tell me something that I won't have to ask anyone else after you, after this question. And the Prophet ﷺ told him these simple words, say, I believe in Allah, and then be upright. Yani, profess your iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then act upon it, live by it. قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. So the Prophet ﷺ also said in a hadith, the Sahih, narrated in the Sunan of Ibn Majah, استقيموا ولن تحصوا. يعني, be upright and you will never be able to achieve complete uprightness. يعني, perfect uprightness. However, know, اعلموا أن خير أعمالكم الصلاة. Know that the best of your deeds is the صلاة. ولا يحافظوا. And in some of the narrations, ولن يحافظوا على الوضوء إلا المؤمن. And no one, yani, the best of your deeds is the salat. So if you're trying to be upright, if you don't perfect uprightness, know that the best of your deeds is the salat. And no one will protect and preserve their wudu except a believer. Yani, no one will guard the performance of wudu in preparation for salat except a person of iman. Then the Shaykh talks about the reality that the straight path is one path, while there are many other paths which are crooked paths. And he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified for us that the straight path is one path. There are not many divergent paths to follow. Rather, the straight path that we are required to travel upon is only one way. And he has warned us against deviating from this straight path and following the other ways. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 153rd Ayat, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلُ فَتَفَرَّكَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and indeed, this is my straight path. So follow it, and do not follow the paths, the other paths, for indeed, they will cause you to go away from his path, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this we are commanded that perhaps we will achieve at-taqwa. And here, the Shaykh, he says that our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear to us that al-hidayah, right guidance, is uprightness. Right guidance is istiqamah. And that whoever travels on any other path other than istiqamah, this person is upon misguidance. This person is astray. Whoever is not upon istiqamah, they are astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mulk, 67th Surah, 22nd Ayat, أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ أَحْدًا أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Yani, is the one who is walking prone or upon his face, with his face down on the ground, more rightly guided, or the one who is walking upright upon istiqamah, upon a straight way? Which one is more rightly guided? Yani, right guidance is for the one who is upon a straight path, upon istiqamah. And then the Shaykh, he says, and this is what we will close with. Then the Shaykh says, the reality of al-istiqamah, of al-inhiraf, the reality, yani the reality of istiqamah, yani it is the straight path, is the reality of istiqamah. And here the Shaykh, he mentions the reality of deviation. Indeed, our Rabb, Ar-Rahim, the one who is merciful, has made clear to us that as-shaytan has promised to sit upon his, Allah's straight path in waiting for us to turn us away from his straight path and to direct us to other than his straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning the rejected shaytan that he said, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That indeed, since you have led me astray, then I will sit upon your straight path. I will sit waiting, yani for your servants, upon your straight path. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And then I will come to them from before them and from behind them and from their right and from their left, and you will not find most of them being grateful. You will not find that most of them will be grateful for having been guided to the straight path, and therefore shaitan will take them away, and he will lead them away from the straight path and lead them to the other paths of deviation and corruption and misguidance. So the shaitan has been made to have many ways through which he misleads the Bani Adam, the human beings. And traveling upon these other ways is indeed deviation, inhiraf. It is turning away from the straight path of Allah to the ways of the shayateen. And indeed, it has been narrated in the hadith that is sahih, reported by Ibn Hibban in his sahih from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, he said, خط لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا, that the Messenger of Allah has drawn for us a line. فقال هذا سبيل الله, and he said, هذا سبيل الله, this is the way of Allah. خط يعني خط واحد أيها الإخوة, the Sheikh says, he has drawn one line, O brothers. And he said about it, the Prophet ﷺ said about this one line, this is the way of Allah. ثم خط خطوطا عن يمينه وعن شماله. And then he drew lines on the right of it and on the left of that one line. And then he said, هذه سبل على كل سبيل منها شيطان يدعو إليه. That these are other ways, and on every one of them there's a shaitan calling to it, yani to the other ways other than as-sirat al-mustaqim. Thumma tala, and then he recited, wa anna hadha sirati mustaqiman fattabi'uhu, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this, meaning the one line which has many other lines to the right and to the left of it, the deviant lines, he said, this is my straight way, that is the saying of Allah, this is my straight way, therefore follow it. Yani Allah commands us to follow the one way to the end of the ayat. This hadith is reported by Ibn Hibban in his Sahih. And then the Shaykh closes by saying, oh my beloved brothers, al-inhiraf, yani deviation, is to turn away from the straight way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to travel upon other ways other than as-sirat al-mustaqim. And this inhiraf may be in various ways, and the Shaykh mentions 7 ways of deviation. وَقَدْ يَكُونَ بِالْإِفْرَاطِ وَالزِّيَادَةِ, yani this deviation, inhiraf, it might be by exaggeration, al-ifrat, yani going to the extreme in a matter, yani adding something to the deen of Allah, to the straight path, to the sunnah. وَقَدْ يَكُونَ بِالْتَفْرِيطِ وَالْتَقْصِيرِ, and it might be due to negligence or falling short, yani not fulfilling the deen and the sunnah as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us. وَقَدْ يَكُونَ فِي بَابَ الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَدْ يَكُونَ فِي بَابَ الشَّحَوَاتِ, and it might also be that a person's deviation is caused by doubtful matters, shubuhat, things that he is confused about in the deen. Or it might be by shahawat, by following his desires, yani one's lower desires, evil inclinations. وَقَدْ يَكُنْ بِتَرْكَ الْوَاجِبَاتِ, or it might be through a person who has abandoned some of the obligatory duties. وَقَدْ يَكُنْ بِفِعْلِ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ, and perhaps it might also be due to the commission of forbidden acts that Allah has prohibited. And finally he said, وَقَدْ يَكُنْ بِالْبِدْعَ وَالْمُحْدَثَاتِ, and perhaps it might be due to innovations, yani the newly invented matters that have no origin in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where we will stop today. And after this, the Shaykh talks about the different types of youth, and we'll talk about tomorrow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, the different types of youth and the different conditions of the youth, and yani to make us aware of where we fit in and what is our condition, and that perhaps if we are in one of those bad conditions, we will recognize it and seek Allah's refuge from going astray. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any question, or any correction, or any comment, inshallah. Tayyib. I think it's time for salat already. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.